Hi, I'm Chris Carter, and welcome to This Week in Military History on Unto the Breach Radio. On June 12, 1944, D-Day plus 6, paratroopers of the 101st Airborne Division capture Carentan after 3 days of heavy urban combat, finally linking Utah and the Omaha beachheads. A third wave of troops and supplies land at the beaches of Normandy, unloading over 300,000 men, tens of thousands of vehicles, and hundreds of thousands of tons of material for the drive to Berlin. That same day in the Pacific, airplanes from Admiral Mark Mitscher's Task Force 58, consisting of 9 aircraft carriers and 6 light carriers, pound Japanese positions in preparation for the oncoming invasions of the Marianas Islands. A combined landing force roughly the size of the Normandy invasion prepares to attack and secure the strategic foothold that will put the U.S. military within striking distance of Japan. The next day, over a dozen battleships join in the attack and begin leveling the defenses of Saipan. On the night of June 14, 1944, 75 B-29 Superfortress heavy bombers take off from forward air bases in China, targeting the Imperial Iron and Steel Works in Yawata, Japan, the first bombing raid on the Japanese mainland since the Doolittle Raid over 2 years ago. The B-29s release 107 tons of bombs over a blacked-out Yawata, but only one bomb actually hits the target. The next day, 8,000 Marines under the command of Major General Holland M. Howlin' Mad Smith hit the beaches of Saipan after a 3-hour naval and air bombardment. The Japanese war planners are caught by surprise, and by nightfall the Marines have reached 6 miles inland. This week in 2003 marked the greatest success since the end of major combat operations in Iraq. Delta Force operators and British Special Air Service commandos capture Lieutenant General Abid Hamid Mahmoud al-Tikriti, Saddam Hussein's right-hand man. Mahmoud was the fourth wanted man in Iraq after Saddam and his sons Uday and Qusay. And deep in the jungles of Laos, 50 years ago this week, a Special Operations Group Recon team is hit by a battalion-sized force of North Vietnamese Army shortly after insertion. Specialist 5th Class John J. Kedenberg calls in tactical air support and radios for extraction while the SOG team, which was outnumbered by 50-1, attempts to break contact. They incredibly manage to fight their way to an extraction point intact, but one South Vietnamese soldier goes missing during the battle. When helicopters arrive with slings to pull out the operators, the one missing soldier suddenly reappears. Kedenberg gives up his rescue harness for the returning soldier and orders the last helicopter to leave. As his teammates leave the area, they watch Kedenberg killing communists before he calls in a final airstrike on his own position. Another SOG team later fights their way in to recover their lost comrade, who was posthumously awarded the Medal of Honor for sacrificing himself to save others. Thanks for listening to This Week in Military History on Unto the Breach Radio.